countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
And you're very welcome back to this special bank holiday edition of Countrywide. Well, all across the country, there are all sorts of interesting things happening this weekend. The Burren in County Clare is busy with the Winterage Weekend and the Burren Food Fair. Suzanne Campbell went to visit the O'Rourke Farm in the Burren. They'll be welcoming visitors on a farm tour tomorrow as part of the food fair. And Brona brought Suzanne to visit the archaeology and the animals who make the Burren a special place to farm.
So what age are these guys then, guys and girls?
These guys and girls are ranging from 4 weeks up to 18 months old. So they're just having the lovely life out on the land, grazing away. We've taken them in from the Winterage and they'll be going back out there on Friday.
And they're coming in for a TB test.
They are.
Are they grumpy coming in because they're so happy when they're out, I imagine?
Oh, they didn't want to move at all. I mean, the grazing that they have on the Winterage, you can imagine they're eating all the wild thyme and all the various lovely plants that grow on the Burren. They're not my friend at the moment. They're all very grumpy with me.
Yeah, they look, they're turning their backs because they're going to be pushed into the shed now and the vet's going to come round. So tell us about the farm here.
So the farm is in the O'Rourke family for five generations. Cahill is my husband, so he's been farming here all his life. The farm is 500 acres. Obviously, we're in the Burren, so there's limestone pavement, which is our Winterage. There's lovely, luscious grassland, ancient woodland. So it's a really lovely habitat for biodiversity and for our animals to grow.
And it's all beef, is it?
It's all beef. We raise the most gorgeous Hereford and Angus beef that you can buy.
How do you sell it?
We sell it online on our website at burrenpremiumbeef.ie and at various local farmers' marts.
So tell us about, now we've set out on this path here away from the yard. What's up here?
So up here we bring our cattle up to the fields up here.
It almost has a kind of an old paving still on it from being used long ago.
Yeah, and there was a well at the end of this road as well. So local people had the right to come in and get water from the well up here.
Lovely. Oh, and beautiful blackberries.
There's lots of blackberries this year. Last year we had loads of sloeberries. The year before it was all hazelnuts, so it does, it rotates.
Berries.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. God, you really have so many. We're coming to a lovely high stone wall, and what's that beyond there?
So actually what you can see here is a round field. This is one of the national monuments that I mentioned to you earlier on. So you can see the two big rocks at the side of it there. They're actually the foundation stones. And we had an archaeologist out a couple of years ago and he was saying that they could date that back over 1,000 years. The person who owned that field would have guarded his livestock in there.
Okay.
And like a chieftain or whatever, if you did anything or you owed him anything, he could take a cow off you or whatever and
yes,
keep it in there. So that's really significant.
Goodness. So it's almost like a corral or a bank of cattle, if you like. That was where your
exactly
bank was stored.
That's it. That's it. That's the safety deposit box there.
And they're good high walls, aren't they?
Oh,
I mean,
amazing,
they're,
yeah,
they're the height of me and you. They're just huge.
Yeah, and the one over the side you can see as well. Past that wall, we haven't done a huge amount of excavation over there yet, but there's a famine village, so we have to clear that for next year because it's an amazing area. So people primarily lived in the badland, the rocky parts at the side of these good fields,
yeah,
and they let their animals graze and grow crops in the good areas.
Yes.
The field name still stayed the same.
Yeah.
That's the round field.
Yeah.
We're going into the long wood.
Rain's just coming.
You can see the cattle graze in here, so that's how we maintain our paths. We try not to disturb anything if we don't need to.
So it's hazel,
holly, there's some oak.
Tell us about forest bathing. So you do that as well.
We do forest bathing. So
what does it mean?
It's a Japanese term that you basically sit in the woods. You don't have to get wet at all with this type of forest bathing now. You just sit in the woods, find your sit spot and just connect with nature. So wherever you're happy and content, it's very just nice to sit in the woods and relax.
Back in the yard, Brona took me to Cahill's grandparents' house, a lovely old building which she uses for her food events on the farm. Today she's prepared
beef cheeks.
This is one of our animals. She was hanging for 21 days and we sold the rest of her and I said, I want to keep some cheeks because I'm trying a new recipe. So this is my new recipe.
Is that the whole cheek?
That's the whole cheek.
You get quite a lot of meat on it, don't you?
You do. And the thing I love about beef cheek is that there's plenty of fat on it. So from a taste point of view, it's lovely.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I fried that in the pan really hot, aggressively. And then you can see now it's just falling apart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you browned it and then did you slow cook it?
And then I slow cooked it in red wine.
Uh-huh.
And then I added a few of my little secret ingredients, my lovely herbs from the burn.
It's just breaking away, isn't it?
Yeah. So I actually left it on for 5 hours.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's lovely, isn't it? Yeah. So a lot of these cuts that people aren't using anymore. They're so important that we try and use them. And just
isn't
cooking it for longer and not being in a hurry. It's like the way we rear our cattle.
Mm.
Slow is good.
For you guys to have a future on this farm, is that really essential that you have to diversify to stay farming really in Ireland now in a lot of respects?
We have to. It's imperative. Farming is brilliant and it is where we came from and it's our heritage. We do agri-camping during the summer, so that's lovely. We do bell tents. But in other times of the year, we have the brilliant events. We can learn a lot from our landscape and our heritage. And why not bring those traditions back? I can see you're really enjoying that beef cheek anyway.
And that was Suzanne Campbell reporting there from County Clare. And details of the Burren Winteridge weekend, including the food fair, they can be found on burrinwinteridge.com.